Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
All right, you guys ready to do this thing?
What are we going to talk about?
I don't know.
Nope. I was going to throw out a suggestion, but I don't want more to edit.
Uh-oh. Well, now I got to know what it was.
Yeah, now we have to know what it was.
What was it? Or what is it?
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, no.
All right.
No.
Yeah. No, let's keep it light. I've got a question, guys. I got a question for the room. What happens when you're with a group of friends, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you're all hungry, starving maybe even.
We eat?
Well, no. But you can't decide where you want to eat. Nobody's in the mood for anything. Nobody's being decisive. How do you choose what to eat?
Where do the women want to go?
Like, where to go? Well, yeah, that's a good question.
That's
yeah.
The priority.
Right.
The next level is who's driving.
Okay. Because if it's you, you want to go somewhere close?
If it's me, we're not going anywhere.
What if you get delivery?
Yeah, I got a DiGiorno in the freezer. So, because I feel like this is a problem that arises frequently, where it's...
Really?
Is it not for you guys? Like everyone's like hungry, but it's like nobody's decisive or nobody wants to be the one to be like, I want to go here.
Would you describe yourself as a procrastinator?
Oh, 1,000%.
That's where your problem lies.
Yeah.
I don't have this issue. One, because I don't have a group of friends. Two, because if I'm going out with friends, we make reservations ahead of time. So there's no conflict of where should we go? I'm hungry. I'm starving. Yeah. Well, I have the reservations. I made them 3 Mondays ago.
But any trouble making the reservations or where to make them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
yeah,
even
good
then,
point.
All right. I would say the women choose first, then who's driving. And then I feel like I'd be fair. If I want restaurant A and you throw out B, I'll hear your B. Give me a good reason. You know, convince me.
Yeah.
Whoever has the best argument, lawyer.
Oh, okay. So you pit them against each other. Is that why your name is Court?
It is.
So that's, and I like how you said, like, the first thing is, like, wherever the women want to go. I'm pretty sure that's, like, a perpetual thing where I will ask my wife where she wants to go to eat, and she'll say, I don't care. You pick. And then I'll pick somewhere. I don't want to
like
go there.
It.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like, well, then why did you say you pick? You clearly have something in mind.
Oh,
of like where we want to go.
Melissa, would you say when a girl says I don't care, you pick? Do they mean
I don't care,
you pick?
They don't mean that.
Well,
right.
What ends up actually happening, I think, is that we really don't care, but you end up picking the one place that we probably don't want to go.
She, like, that's the thing. It's like my wife will be like, look, you choose the restaurant tonight. I'll go anywhere.
Right.
And then I'll choose my favorite restaurant. And she'll be like, I don't want to go there. It's like, you knew I was going to choose that.
No, this ends up being a problem. Now that I think about real life situations, if Milady and I can't pick, I would say like 9 out of 10 times that this comes up, we end up just eating at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And there's nothing, very few things frustrate me more than I'm hungry, I'm ready to do this.
Yeah.
And we're throwing out ideas like, okay, no, not that. All right, let's check, Uber Eats. No, it's kind of like picking a Netflix movie with her.
Oh, yes.
Let's watch something. I don't want to watch The Office again, though. Let's pick something new. Ooh, how about this? No. All right, keep looking. Oh, how does this Rotten Tomato? Not good. Keep looking. Oh, how about this? Let's watch the trailer. And then like an hour and a half later, we're watching The Office again.
Choosing a show on Netflix, though, it has to be the hardest thing on planet Earth.
I feel bad. No. I'm somebody who doesn't, I don't like starting new shows. So I routinely will go back to The Office, Arrested Development. Because you're over here talking about, hey, have you guys seen F-Boy Island? No.
Yeah.
Have you seen this new show?
No.
Give me 5 years and maybe.
I think the problem is that I've said this before, but I really do mean it. The problem is with series is that you get into a series and then that series ends and you have to wait like a full year for the second one to come out.
Right.
Yeah.
And by the time the second one's come out, you're already into something else or you're watching something else or there's 5 other ones to choose from.
Yeah.
And I don't always go back then to that series. Sometimes I'll wait until there's 7 or 8 of them so that I can watch them all in a row.
Well, because in that year, like 6 or 7 more new TV shows come out.
That's
and everyone's
what I'm saying.
Like, and it's the hot
yeah.
new thing. It's trending. And,
yeah.
Oh, you got, have you seen this show yet?
Totally.
Oh, no. And then you get into it. And then by the time that original show comes back around,
right.
you're like, well, I'm on season 2 of this show. I can't.
Well,
go
and
back
plus,
to that.
You get through the first season, and then I don't want to wait for the second season. Yeah. So that's why I wait for like 5 or 6 seasons to go. And then I'm like, oh, I can watch them all at once.
Right. Right.
I don't know, because I either think they need to be a limited series, like it's like there's 10 episodes mm-hmm. and it's done.
Yes.
Or wait until like all the seasons are bundled up.
Are there any shows currently that like you're between seasons right now with?
Mine just ended. It's finally back. Walking Dead. And that's one of the weird ones. Like, it was supposed to come back a while ago, and then the pandemic really
Which,
threw things off.
If there was ever a time to film The Walking Dead, it was during the pandemic, was it not?
Right. Perfect timing.
Yeah, really.
And so that finally came back, but I was waiting a long time. And now, like what you were saying, so, like, you know, this is live on AMC, but AMC Plus does it where, like, instead of one episode a week, they dropped, like, the first 4 at once. So if you're into binging, you can binge. If you're into waiting, you're allowed to do that.
There's an AMC Plus?
Yeah, I'm subscribed.
I can't keep up.
You're subscribed? Because of The Walking Dead?
Because of The Walking Dead.
Wow.
There's so many pluses and streaming services.
I know. The Disney Plus.
I wanted to watch the U.S. soccer game last night.
Oh.
And it was on Paramount Plus.
Ooh,
I'm like,
Paramount
I'm not signing up for Paramount. I know there's so much good on there because they've got like all the MTV shows.
And Yellowstone.
And Yellowstone.
Oh,
and
gosh,
CBS too.
Right.
I think they got all the CBS stuff.
You guys, I can't keep track. I watch stuff here and there. I can't track. Plus, you know, I'm a mom.
Yeah, no.
It's like I have to pick and choose like what I'm doing because or what I'm going to watch.
Right.
Because it's like I can't get to everything because it's spread out. It's spread all over the place. What are we supposed to do? All download, you know, 7 different channels, $12.99 with 7 different places.
We have like a whole other cable. Like if you have cable, you have a whole other cable package just with your streaming services.
You really do.
Peacock. Yeah.
Peacock.
You really do. That's crazy.
Melissa, I feel like, okay, there's a ticking clock in my house. It's perpetual that the buzzer, the alarm is going to go off as of right now, December 8th, with the baby being born.
Okay.
Is like, and I've been trying to watch as many like TV shows as possible.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Just because I know, like, I'm not.
You will not have as much time.
I will not have the time.
Do you really have an alarm?
Well, no, it was like a expression.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've got this doomsday clock hanging on our wall.
Be kind of funny if you did.
That would be cool. It would be tick, tick. Baby's almost here. She's like, yeah, I know. I've been carrying it this whole time. I'm like, yeah. All right, just wanted to make sure you know.
I hear this clock you put up in our bedroom.
So I want to know, Melissa, what is it as the only parent in the room? What do I need to get knock off my to-do list before the baby comes?
Oh, wow. Like, you're not talking, obviously, TV. You're just talking life in
just
general.
Just life in general. And maybe it is TV. Maybe the answer is TV.
I have a suggestion for you before she answers.
Okay.
Check out Daddy Diaries on Melissa and Austin.
Oh, nice. There it is.
Nice plug, Court.
That's a good little plug. Thanks, Court.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
That was seamless.
Well... That's a really good question. I mean, I would say you're going to take a trip. So there's the two of you.
Right.
So make sure you get some of that quality time.
Yeah.
I tried to get sleep, but it didn't matter because it doesn't matter. I could try to get sleep, because as soon as you start not getting sleep, it's 2 or 3 days in and you're exhausted.
So
it doesn't matter.
I experience that every week. I get so much sleep on the weekends.
Yeah.
I'll sleep in and I get so much sleep on the weekends. That might be one of the reasons why I love the weekends so much. but then come Monday.
Yeah.
I'm like beat. For whatever reason, because it's like, I guess, waking up early. And then Tuesday, it's even worse because I don't get much sleep during the week.
Right.
So I get that. I get that philosophy of like, once the baby, like, you can sleep as much as you want now, but it's not going to make a lick of difference once the baby is actually here.
Do you think this job and waking up early, did it help you when you had Porter? Like, you're already up early.
Yeah.
You already don't get good sleep. Did it still doesn't prepare you?
No. In fact, it was worse. I probably went through a very long period of time. My son didn't sleep through the night until he was 2 years old.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So he was colicky. There was all kinds of, you know, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
He was just not a sleeper. But I would walk in a zombie more than ever. And I mean, sometimes I'm like, la, 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 you know, but I really was like a mess. And, I couldn't do math. I still can't do math, but I really couldn't do math.
I was going to say, are you sure that was a baby thing?
Sometimes I would answer a question and then I would be asked, like, sometimes a question would come to the forefront. Okay. And what would happen is somebody else would answer the question. And then I'd say, well, I just answered that. And then they'd say, you didn't answer that. So-and-so just answered that. And I was like, no, I answered that. And they're like, no. And then I'd be like, I didn't even know if I was talking or not.
That's interesting.
No way.
I didn't even know who was answering what questions, who was talking when, why. Like nothing was
like you were
sticking
just
in
a
my
fog
brain.
Kind of?
Yep.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it was pretty
that.
Messy.
I would love I that. Would love...
A permafog? All right.
Court's like, if I could bottle this and make a new drug, I'd make thousands.
Edibles?
Yeah. That's what you're pretty much describing.
Edibles for, like, yeah, new parent edibles. Hey, you got the NP? Yeah, give me a couple pills of NPs.
I mean, sleep and cartoons? All right.
Yeah, right. So to answer your question, get everything done. Like if you have a list of things you need to get done.
Like home projects type
of
thing?
Home projects or something to do with work or something to do with an extracurricular activity or whatever. And it's like a list of something to get it done. Because it's going to be a long ass time before you really can like dive back into that again.
So remember that procrastinating stuff we talked about?
Oh no. Yeah. Wait a minute. Was this whole podcast set up to be an intervention?
Austin, well, we love you.
Yeah, but we need to talk.
Did my wife put you guys up to this?
As a matter of fact, now we'd like to bring her in,
no,
everybody.
No, Meredith!
Meredith, no! Welcome to the show.